You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Michael Binion Jones invites D'Angelo Tye to his apartment. The 30-year-old then shoots Tye, killing him, but he's caught on video dragging the victim's body downstairs. Loved ones discover Tye's body hidden in bushes at the Arizona apartment complex.
Nancy, in addition to the surveillance video, Arizona police find a trail of blood beginning at the Binion Jones apartment and blood-soaked carpet inside. When questioned, Binion Jones says he had nothing to do with the shooting and saw a man chasing Tye around the complex shortly before his body was found. When confronted with the video, Binion Jones said the man must be someone else.
Binion Jones maintains he's innocent, but he's booked on murder too. Pamela Medlock takes a friend's 5-year-old son shopping for toys on his birthday, but the boy's parents call police when Medlock never brings him home. An Amber Alert goes out with a description of Medlock's Jeep.
Hours after leaving, the boy, 5-year-old Zachariah Sutton, is spotted on surveillance video with Medlock at a Tyler Walmart 20 miles west of their hometown. Medlock's car is spotted again the next day, continuing to head west toward Dallas. The 59-year-old is finally pulled over near Abilene.
Zachariah found safe nearly 400 miles away in Medlock's car. After the tot medically cleared, he's returned home to his parents. Medlock now charged with kidnap. Kiana Manning threatens a man over a parking spot at her Florida apartment complex. 41-year-old Manning gets out of her car, approaches the man's driver's side window with a sword and says, "You can get effed up."
And Nancy, Manning wields a 2-foot blade and brandishes it threateningly, prompting the man to lock his car doors and call police. When they arrive, Manning claims she had no intention of hurting him, but wanted to scare him after their argument over the parking spot.
Despite her claim her intentions were harmless, Manning's cuffed on the scene for ag assault with a deadly weapon. More crime and justice news after this. And now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The white gunman who massacred 10 black shoppers and workers at a Buffalo supermarket has pleaded guilty to murder and hate-motivated terrorism charges, guaranteeing he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron entered the plea in a courthouse roughly 2 miles from the grocery store, where he used a semi-automatic rifle and body armor to carry out a racist assault he hoped would help preserve white power in the U.S. Gendron, who was handcuffed and wore an orange jumpsuit, pleaded guilty to all of the most serious charges in the grand jury indictment, including murder, murder as a hate crime, and hate-motivated domestic terrorism, which carries an automatic sentence of life without parole. Human remains found at a Boston apartment building earlier this month are those of 4 infants. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Boston police say the remains are of 2 boys and 2 girls. Officers originally responded to the residence on November 17th and found what appeared to be human remains. The next day, they found more. The Suffolk District Attorney's Office previously confirmed that some of the remains were found in a freezer. They were removed by the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner and were determined to be the remains of 4 infants. Autopsy results are pending.
Police and the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office are continuing to investigate. So far, no additional details have been made public. 2 Tennessee women found dead after a car crash and police shooting in suburban Detroit include one who was reported missing days earlier. Detectives working with the Wayne County Medical Examiner identified the driver as 36-year-old Dominique Hardwick and a woman found in the trunk of the car as 31-year-old Eleni Casa. Casa was reported missing in Tennessee on November 18th. She had failed to pick up her daughter from school the previous day. The circumstances surrounding Casa's death have not yet been determined. Police say autopsy results for Hardwick are consistent with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. 5 Connecticut police officers have been charged with cruelly neglecting a black man after he was partially paralyzed in the back of a police van, despite his repeated and desperate pleas for help. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
36-year-old Randy Cox was being driven to a New Haven police station on June 19th for processing on a weapons charge when the driver braked hard at an intersection to avoid a collision, causing Cox to fly headfirst into a metal partition in the van. Surveillance and body cam footage show officers dragging Cox by his feet from the van and placing him in a holding cell prior to his eventual transfer to a hospital. Cox was later found to have a fractured neck and was paralyzed.
The five officers are charged with second-degree reckless endangerment and cruelty, both misdemeanors. All have been on administrative leave since last summer.
Brandon Jackson tells Wisconsin cops his ex set fire to his car. Police tell Jackson not to confront her, Renita Washington, but did he listen? No. Jackson and his new girlfriend track her down, and now all three have a special date with a judge. Washington facing one count of arson, Brandon Jackson arrested for domestic disorderly conduct, and the new girlfriend, Melissa Epkins, she's charged with disorderly conduct, battery, and damage to property. Wow, those three will be very happy together. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.